My perspective on quality is based on my experience over the years. Quality today isn't the same as it was a few years ago, and predictably, it won't be the same in a few years from now. Quality professionals need to look ahead, recognize business trends, and be agile enough to adapt, or we're going to be left behind. As business models change, as they've done, the approach to quality must change as well. For starters, management in corporations need to understand that quality is no longer just product-centered, and that quality is key to achieving all organizational goals, from those established in corner offices to those established on the manufacturing floor. We can no longer just look at product quality and customer complaints and conclude that everything is good as far as quality goes. Well, every quality professional could develop their own definition of quality today. My definition goes beyond the traditional definitions of Duran and Deming of fitness for intended use and exceeding customer expectations. While that remains the end game, I believe quality today is the establishment and implementation of effective and efficient business processes that meet organizational performance objectives and minimize business process risk, resulting in that end game, the assurance that product meets specification and customer expectations. Once today's definition of quality is understood and embraced by management, it can provide a competitive business advantage. Specifically, today's quality extends beyond the product and the factory walls and into all business processes, as well as the supply chain. Quality today looks inward as well as the traditional outward, as it has in the past.
And then could you kind of talk about how this is accomplished?
Certainly. This is where the establishment and implementation of quality management systems comes into play. And the quality management system standards, such as ISO 9001, have evolved to meet the needs of business. ISO 9001-based quality management systems have moved beyond meeting the requirements to obtain certification. If certification is your only objective, that's pretty expensive wallpaper. If it's because your customers are insisting upon certification, as many do, that's a better reason. However, even your customers aren't requiring certification. Even if your customers aren't requiring certification, the walls don't need any more decorations. ISO 9001 provides a framework for everything that an organization does. It has been described as the most influential document in the history of business management, and multiple academic studies attest to the business benefits of ISO 9001 certification. These studies demonstrate benefits including higher corporate profitability and survival rates, and that should spark management's interest in today's quality.
And so can you kind of discuss about how, kind of details or how companies can go about using quality?
Certainly. As mentioned earlier, and as it should, the approach to quality must evolve as business evolves. Unchanged, however, is Deming's principle that quality is everybody's responsibility. And back in my early quality days, I realized that Deming's everyone challenged the concept that quality was isolated to a department. With the advent of ISO 9001, quality became the responsibility of all corporate functions or all business functions. And today, that everyone can be even broader and actually extend beyond the organization's walls into the supply chain. Organizational ISO 9001-based quality management systems provide a framework for predicting business model changes, managing predictability, and navigating through changes. Some excellent examples are organizational restructurings, which we've all been going through, and moves to outsource processes and create successful supply chains. Quality management system elements of risk management and preventive action applied to business processes focuses on predicting and managing new business process integrations and relationships. Now, if you're familiar with the ISO 9001 standard, you recognize that preventive maintenance is currently the last element of ISO 9001. And that preventive action, along with risk management, may be the most important element of the business model when managing change.
So if you were going to kind of sum up, what would you say would be the takeaway today?
Okay, first I would say to management, organizational leaders, you must understand and be passionate about quality's role beyond just making good product and keeping your customers happy. Quality includes integrating into all business processes to manage change, minimize risk, and drive improvement through establishing business process improvement targets, developing plans for improvement, monitoring your process performance, and implementing those targeted improvements. This realization will lead to reducing waste and improving profitability. Not just the observable waste, such as scrap, but also waste in terms of human resource outputs and capabilities. My vision for today's quality professional is that they can elevate their organizational standing from product quality gatekeepers, learn the language of organizational management and speak it, and become key players in managing organizational business model predictability, helping management navigate through change, and incorporating or improving corporate bottom lines.